It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. You know, I've been thinking a lot about up and down. I was thinking about that with a shoe going up and down. And this zipper going up and down. And also here, going up and down. Can you make your eyes look up and down? Up and down. Now, how about reaching your arms up clear to the ceiling and then down to the floor? Reminds me of exercises. You know, my friend Marlon Barnett said she'd come by today to give us some exercises. But before she does, I want to show you something that's outside. Something that I put there. Right over here. You know what this is? Down on that side, this one. A seesaw. You need two people to make a seesaw work well. In fact, while some things are fun to do alone, other things are much better when you have your friends doing them. Pretend you're here. Now you're up. Now you're down. Now you're up. And now you're down. Why don't you and I just sit here and think about some things and people going up and down? Thank you. like to think about things like that. Oh, here comes Marlon Barnett now. Hi, Marlon.
Hi, Fred.
You know my television neighbor?
Yes, I do.
Would you join me on a seesaw?
Yes, I'd love to.
Right here.
This is a nice seesaw.
I am very glad you came by, because you can't do a seesaw very well by yourself.
There no, you go. Can't. It takes two people.
This is fun.
Up and down.
Now you're up and I'm down. It's sort of like exercising, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Would you like to do some exercises?
Sure. You're our exercise teacher.
Let's try doing some sitting down exercises over here on the steps.
All right.
Sit right here. Let's work with our bottom part of our bodies.
Okay.
Our bottom parts can go up, try your leg, and then down, other leg, up and down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. It's like running in space.
It is. I can feel it right here, too.
Okay, that's good. Now let's make the top part of our bodies, our arms, go up and down.
Okay.
One arm up. Now try placing the other arm up.
That's it. It's like a seesaw.
Yes, it is. Up and down. One's up. One arm is down. Up, down, seesaw, stretch, stretch.
I can feel that, Marlon.
That's enough for that exercise.
All right.
Now let's do one. We're using our entire body, and we're going up and down.
Okay.
Let's stand up. Nice and tall. Now we can lean forward and go all the way down. Touch the ground. Good. Now all the way up. Hold your balance. Stretch. Back down again. Watching our balance. And back up. Oh, there goes one of my students. Kara, come over here. This is Kara, and this is Mr. Rogers.
Glad to meet you, Kara.
Kara is one of our students studying ballet at our school.
Uh-huh.
And she has a lot of movements going up and down in her work. Kara, would you like to show Mr. Rogers a few of your exercises?
Sure. We do a demi-plié. It's called a demi-plié. It's when you bend your knees, and you plie down, and then you straighten up. It's like this.
Down. Like this?
That's it.
You have to be real straight, don't you? Like demi-plie, huh?
Yeah. And we do some little jumps, and that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to do them in three different positions. This.
Beautiful.
Isn't she graceful?
I should say.
Thank you. And we do big jumps also. When this one's going to move from side to side and then up and down.
Uh-huh.
It's called a glissade jeté, jeté, jeté. It's like this.
Beautiful, Kara.
That was beautiful, Kara.
Well, you have lots of exercises in your work, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a seesaw?
Yeah.
There's one back here. Would you two ladies like to go on the seesaw?
Yes. You want to try, Kara?
I'll just watch you.
You're going to go up first. Now I'm up. Is this fun, Kara?
Yeah.
Kara, do you always wear that tutu?
No, just for performances.
Oh, performances.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kara has a performance this evening. In fact, I'm going to the performance also. We better get going, Kara.
Well, thank you both for coming by.
We enjoyed our visit with you.
Student and teacher. Thanks,
thank
Marlon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kara.
Bye-bye.
I wish you well in your work. beautiful things that she does with her arms and her legs. But you know, not everybody can do exercises or look beautiful in a tutu. And it's a good thing that we're not all the same. But you know, I've been thinking about you, my television neighbor, and I've made up a song for you. I'd like to sing it for you now. I like someone, do you know who? Yes, I like someone who looks like you. I like someone, do you know who? Yes, I like someone who talks like and looks like you. I like someone, do you know who? Yes, I like someone who walks like and talks like and looks like you. I like someone, do you know who? Yes, I like someone who sings like and walks like and talks like and looks like you. I like someone, do you know who? Yes, I like someone who feels like and sings like and walks like and talks like and looks like you. It's true. You know, you could sing that to someone you love, someone you like, with any words you want, whenever you want. Shall we go inside and have some make-believe? Do you know who? Yes, I like someone who make-believes like you. I like trolley. Yes, this one. Yes, I like trolley, just like you. Well, last time in make-believe, Charles R. Aber, Westwood neighbor, was just about to call Mayor Maggie because King Friday wanted to have a meeting with them. Suppose we think about them right now as the trolley goes by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, she should be here any time now. Oh, I will. Thanks. That's very nice. I'll see ya.
What's this meeting all about?
Oh, well, I don't know, to tell you the truth, but you're just in time.
So I hear.
Westwood neighbors, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
You may be wondering why I have invited you to this assembly.
As a matter of fact, I was just asking Mr. Aber about that.
And I truthfully replied that I didn't know.
Of course you didn't know, because I haven't told you yet.
Well, Your Majesty, why have you called us both here? What is the meeting about?
You don't want to have three guesses?
Not really. I have a lot to do back at my office in Westwood.
Very well, then. We shall be brief. I want your advice.
Oh, well. Of course, sir. Certainly.
Come out here, Mimus and Trog. you both know my birds, Mimus polyglottus and Troglodytes aiden.
Oh, yes, we do.
Settle down now, birdies. Settle down. It is my studied opinion that these splendid birds need dancing lessons.
Dancing lessons?
Exactly. And I am giving you both the honor of finding such lessons for them.
But King Friday...
You don't thank me for the honor.
I won't.
Now, Mimus and Trog, you each jump up into Mayor Maggie and Mr. Aber's hands.
Ooh.
Yes. There you go. Very good, Mimus. Very good, Trog. Now, before you go, I have something for you.
Something else?
I'm speaking to the birds.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Here are two tutus for the dancing birds. You see, I think of everything.
We surely do see, Your Majesty.
Yes, I trust you'll enjoy your assignment. You may all return when the birds know how to dance in their tutus. Farewell.
Farewell, King Friday.
And I came all the way from Westwood for this?
Afraid so. Now, who could teach dancing to two wooden birds on two sticks with two tutus?
I don't know, but I suggest we dress them up and find somebody fast.
Good idea.
Okay, we'll try that on for size.
Nice fit.
Mm-hmm. Let's try this one. Mm-hmm. There now. Yes, you do look good, and I'm very pleased for you both.
They are awfully cute, aren't they?
They are. And you, Associate Mayor, are hereby in charge of both their dance careers.
Hey, now wait a minute, Mayor Maggie.
One of us has to be back in Westwood. I'm sure you'll think of something. Come when you can.
I will. Well, now, looks like it's just the three of us, huh? That didn't last long, did it? Coming, Lady Elaine.
As soon as you can, Toots.
Sounds like she really needs help. Hi, Lady Elaine.
Hi, I think I'm in trouble, neighbor.
Oh?
What are you doing with those birds?
Oh, King Friday wants them to have dancing lessons.
Looks like you're in trouble, too.
Perhaps. What's your trouble, Lady Elaine?
Put those tutu babies down over there. I need your undivided attention.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you two have a nice rest. I won't be long. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Can't you tell?
Oh, what's happening to your museum?
That is my trouble.
Oh, it's coming up, up, up.
Mm-hmm. You've got it, Toots.
Why?
Ever since I brought that new elevator inside, it's made the whole place go up and down.
That is a problem, isn't it? Whoa, here it comes up again.
That's right. Instead of a museum go round, it's a museum go up.
And a museum go down.
Mm-hmm. Please come and take a look at it, will you?
Oh, surely, yeah.
Inside.
I won't be long, Mimison Trog.
It's Trog and the other one. Well, you see, I was good to see you, boy. Look at you. Let me take a closer look. Oh, boy, all dressed up and no place to dance, right? Well, you want to take a little spin with me? Let's try. It's a perfectly beautiful day for tutus. Perfectly beautiful day for dancing in tutus.
Oh, my.
Well, what do you think?
It's very complex, Lady Elaine.
So what do you think I should do?
First, I think you should get an elevator operator.
What good will that do?
Well, that person can warn everybody when your museum is coming up and when it's going down, so nobody would have to worry.
I guess that's one way. I tell you, life's full of challenges.
Oh, I'll say it is. Oh, here it comes again.
Yeah, you want a ride?
Oh, no thank you. I have to get those birds to their dancing lessons.
Some people have all the luck.
Oh, yes, I suppose. Bye-bye. Mimis? Trog, where are you? Mimis, Trog! Oh, don't tell me they've gone away. Mimis? Trog? Oh, maybe they went home. Oh, Trog! Mimis? Mimis? Oh, Charlie! Have you by any chance seen two birds on two sticks with, tutus? Yes, yes. Troglodytes aeden and Mimis polyglottis, yes. Oh, I have to find them. Thanks.
We know that the two birds in their tutus are with Robert Troll, who is their good friend. But neighbor Aber doesn't know that Robert Troll has them. How do you suppose neighbor Aber feels, having lost those birds? Where do you suppose he'll look for them, those two birds on sticks? We can pretend more about that next time. Right now, it's time to give some food to the fish. Oh, they're hungry. Those fish are live. They're not fish on sticks. I think maybe I'll make some birds on sticks. Or birds on straws. Did you ever use a straw to drink anything? Just here, a couple pieces of paper, some scissors, and some tape. There's a bird. Put it here and put some tape on it. Now this one could be Mimus polyglottus, mockingbird. Now let's make Troglodytes aeden, so that they can have some time together. Here they are. See how we made them? I like someone who flies like you. I like someone, do you know who? Yes, I like someone. Isn't it fun to see where this one came from? And where this one came from? I'll save these and make something else from them some other time. Come on, birds. Off we go. Bye-bye, fish. It's a really good feeling, you know, when someone loves you. It's a good feeling to be able to love somebody else. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll have lots of things to talk about next time. You and I. You always make each day such a special day for me. I guess you know how. By just your being yourself. Only one person in the whole world like you. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Donna!